Now, well, how big was that?
It was generally made more of a pone. It was thicker than the cornbread. And it just cooked. You generally made it round, like a pone would be.
I don't understand what a pone is.
Well, let me see if I can explain it.
Okay.
I'd say it would have a base, leave that for it, and build it up like a cone, something like a cone, but thicker.
Yes, ma'am.
And you bake that. Now, when the olden times, they used to put it on a rack, like the andirons are now, you know. And maybe they put it in something, and maybe they cook it on those, the whole cake. And you turn them, just like you did the cornbread, just so that it would be, excuse me, thoroughly soaked and thoroughly cooked.
Yes, ma'am.
Takes a good while to cook a whole cake. And I don't like it, because it's very good with collards or some coarse green like that.
I see. Well, is there something that's made with cornmeal? It's generally round. People like eating with fish.
Muffins. You can use the same recipe, or some make them a little bit sweet.
Do people eat those with fish?
I never heard of it.
Do you know of anything made with cornmeal that people eat with fish? Might have onions in them, and they're usually...
No, I haven't heard of it with fish, but I've heard of it with turnip greens or collards. You make it in a little dough like a biscuit. Just about that big, and you drop them in with your greens or your collards, and you see that you season that greens or collards with this salt meat, and the water, of course, is juice or the fragrance from the nutrient from the greens goes into that water, and that goes into that pump what do they call those things?
Mm-hmm. Is that what you're describing? Is that pot liquor?
That's pot liquor.
Pot liquor. Mm-hmm.
But these are, like I say, these little holes. You use them just like you would make meatballs with your spaghetti. Well, they're just made out of cornmeal. And they just only have some salt in them. And enough water to hold them together. And you drop in, not dumplings. Well, they are dumplings too. They cornmeal dumplings. D-U-M-P.
I see. What about hush puppies? Have you ever made them?
No, I've never made them. But they are made out of potatoes or cornmeal, and they don't have much seasoning in them either. And you make them round, and you drop them in what they call deep grease and fry them until they're brown.
I wonder why they're called that.
I sure don't know. Have you ever heard of the poor boy sandwich?
Is it a long thing?
Well, they tell me in New Orleans about this long.
Did it?
And they put everything in it but the kitchen stove. And I've always wanted to get one.
Kind of a meal in itself?
Oh, yeah. And why it's called poor boy sandwich is because it's so cheap.
What do you have any idea what it's made of?